The White House willing to work with Democrats.
I don't think the president's closing the door on anything.
In Moscow, more than 100 demonstrators arrested. Cincinnati, still no arrests in a chaotic nightclub shooting.
People running everywhere. It was just mayhem.
Good morning. I'm Jim Taylor with the CBS World News Roundup. A new week, a new dawn for a White House tasting defeat on health care legislation and reacting to it by opening the door to Democrats. Live to CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
The president's chief of staff calls it a warning shot, a reminder to GOP hardliners that Mr. Trump isn't beholden to them. Reince Priebus told Fox News.
Perhaps it's time for us to start talking to some moderate Democrats.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer on ABC said Mr. Trump will have to spurn the House Freedom Caucus.
He's going to have to tell them he can't work with them, and we'll certainly look at his proposals.
But with the collapse of Obamacare repeal, Democrats now have less incentive to work with Mr. Trump than before. He may want to move on to tax cuts and infrastructure, but the immediate priority is avoiding a government shutdown a month from now. Jim?
Global stocks lower today. U.S. stock futures down ahead of Wall Street's open. The suggestion from First Standard Financial's chief markets economist Peter Cardillo, investors are losing confidence in the Trump administration.
There's no question that there's disappointment over the health bill not being passed. And I think the real fear here is the fact that now it's probably going to be a battle for Mr. Trump's other pro-growth programs.
On Wall Street, Dow Jones futures are down 133 points. Under the Trump administration, we can expect the Environmental Protection Agency to remove some environmental protections.
It's just what environmental groups had feared. EPA head Scott Pruitt says President Trump will sign a new executive order this week, unraveling his predecessor's historic efforts to curb global warming. He told ABC's This Week.
It's clear that the past administration had a very anti-fossil fuel strategy, coal, natural gas, and the rest. And so this is a promise he's keeping to the American people to say that we can put people back to work and be pro-environment as well.
The order will scrap the Clean Power Plan, which restricts greenhouse gas emissions at coal-fired power plants. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
And looking ahead to the next big battle in Washington, Democratic Senator Al Franken revealing on WCCO-TV how he will vote on Supreme Court nominee Judge Neil Gorsuch.
I'm announcing here that I'm going to vote against him. I fear that he's going to be another part of another 5-4 Roberts Court.
President set to announce a new White House office to be run by his son-in-law today, the Office of American Innovation. Jared Kushner will be seeking to overhaul government functions using ideas from the business sector. Tens of thousands taking to the streets of Moscow, anti-corruption demonstrations not authorized by the government, so a lot of arrests. We're live with CBS News correspondent Vicky Barker.
Russia will be free, these protesters are shouting. But not long after, police moved in, roughing up marchers and journalists and arresting hundreds, including anti-corruption candidate Alexei Navalny. So far, so Vladimir Putin's Russia. But protests also reported in several traditionally pro-Putin towns and cities. Two interesting developments 1 year before the Russian elections. Jim?
The game was tied with moments to go. Westwood One Sports' Gary Cohen.
The center of the floor. Pinson penetrates. Hands to May. 18-footer. Good! With 3/10 of a second to go, North Carolina leads.
Yeah, North Carolina defeating Kentucky. South Carolina beat Florida, so both Carolinas go to the Final Four, joining Oregon and Gonzaga. It was a wild night on a Cincinnati dance floor over the weekend. A dispute escalating, bullets flying in the crowded nightclub. Utter chaos ensuing.
Some of the members of one of the two parties pulled guns out and shots rang out. So loud were the shots, it was over intensely loud music. So there was a mad dash for the doors for a lot of people.
WKRC-TV reporter Dwayne Pullman there. One person killed, more than a dozen wounded, taken to local hospitals. No arrests made yet in Sunday's early morning violence. That's large hail. Strong winds ripping into parts of Texas and Oklahoma. Golf ball-sized chunks of ice smashing the skylight in Scott Harp's Dallas home.
You could hear it coming from the distance, just like a stampede. And all of a sudden, it just loud thuds hitting our skylight.
Using a Bible to commit vandalism at an Islamic center in Fort Collins, Colorado.
The attack on the mosque was not just vandalism, but also an insult. Glass doors were smashed and a Bible thrown inside. The president of the Islamic Center, Tawfiq Abu Layl, noted it could have been worse.
What if someone came from the back door and shot us while we are praying?
After learning of the incident, hundreds of people gathered outside to show their support for the mosque. Rick Salinger, CBS News, Denver.
At the American Israel Public Affairs Committee's annual meeting in Washington, Vice President Mike Pence telling the crowd what it wanted to hear.
Know this, after decades of simply talking about it, the President of the United States is giving serious consideration to moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
As many as 200 civilians killed in what witnesses say was a U.S.-led airstrike in Mosul, Iraq. Brigadier General Matthew Eisler says the Air Force is investigating.
We will use the results of those investigations to make sure that our tactics, techniques, and procedures take every feasible measure to protect civilians from harm.
Despite Republican assurances that North Carolina's bathroom bill is not hurting the economy, Associated Press study determines it will cost that state more than $3.75 billion in lost business over a dozen years. The law requires transgenders to use restrooms at public buildings based on their gender at birth. Barred from boarding a flight because they were wearing leggings. It happened in Denver. This passenger watched.
The flight had totally boarded. They were the last ones to get on, and they only were able to get on because the little girl put a dress on, and the gate agent said as long as her leggings were covered up, they were fine.
United Airlines says the girls were not allowed on board because they were traveling under an employee travel pass. It includes a dress code, which bans spandex or Lycra leggings. Once covered, the girls got on board. With their father, he was allowed to board wearing shorts. Calls the policy sexist. So you think it won't do any good to complain about unwanted charges on your credit card bill? Maybe think again.
I'm Gary Nunn. When unwanted fees, high interest rates, and other charges show up on your credit card statement, say something.
Banks are willing to bend over backwards to really try and retain their current customers.
Analyst Matt Schultz of CreditCards.com says 87% of credit card holders who ask for a late waiver fee got it.
The moral of this story is if you want something, just ask for it.
But only 1 in 4 cardholders actually make such requests. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
A woman went jogging in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. Got hit by a car, pinned underneath it until 3 police officers and an emergency responder lifted it off of her, perhaps saving her life. They rushed her to the hospital. She is in critical condition, but alive. That's the World News Roundup for Monday, March 27th, 2017. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.